The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, April 2, 200 block of Boundary Bay Road. Complainant reported a theft from their vehicle in the underground parking lot of their residence. The door to the parking lot had been pried open. The items stolen include insurance papers and a garage fob. There was no damage to the vehicle. Surveillance video was not available. April 4, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported a Google Pixel 8 from Rogers, which they did not order, was dropped off at their residence by FedEx. As they do not have an account with Rogers, the complainant contacted the company who indicated the incident was a scam and they would pick up the phone at no cost to the complainant. April 6, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported that they had transferred $100 for a bed offered for sale on the Sawa Senator Loop Facebook page. They then noticed the same bed offered for sale by another person on the Sawa Senator buy and sell site. The complainant contacted the seller asking for the money back or they would contact the police. The seller indicated they would return the funds, but the money was not received. April 6, 1300 block of 56th Street. A business reported the theft of a bottle of Crown Royal whiskey from the store. The business provided police with the license plate of the suspect's vehicle. Police attended the residence of the suspect who admitted to the theft and agreed to pay for the product. The file was concluded as the business did not wish to pursue charges. April 8, 2800 block of HWY-17. Police initiated a stop of a vehicle traveling southbound, which was swerving and unable to maintain a lane. An odor of alcohol was detected on the driver and two breath samples were requested. The two samples provided both red fail. The driver was given a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition and a 30-day vehicle impoundment. The vehicle was towed from the scene and the driver left on foot. Latner, April 2, 6200 block of River Road. During routine traffic enforcement, police observed a vehicle accelerating from a stop light to a speed of 160 km per hour in an 80 km per hour zone. Police stopped the vehicle, and the driver was issued a ticket for traveling at an excessive speed and given a 7-day vehicle impoundment. The vehicle was towed from the scene and the driver left the area by Uber. April 6, 5300 block of 44th Avenue. On suspicion that the driver was intoxicated, the police conducted a traffic stop. The driver provided two breath samples which both read fail. The driver was given a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition and a 30-day vehicle impoundment. The vehicle was towed from the scene and the driver left by taxi. April 7, 5000 block of Linden Drive. Police stopped a vehicle leaving the pub area. The driver admitted to having an alcoholic beverage 20 minutes earlier. Two breath samples provided by the driver with both reading fail. Consequently, the driver was given a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition and a 30-day vehicle impoundment. The vehicle was towed from the area and the driver and passengers left on foot.